At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. You heard Mr. Big Voice Guy. Happy 610 day to you on this Tuesday. Question of the day. What is your favorite Sports Radio 610 moment? What's the reason why you are a 610 fan? 713-572-4610. I want to be, like, I've used this phrasing, and I mean this. I want to be bathed in the mythology and in all of the love that you guys have for 610.
We got to educate you.
Yeah, I need it.
What are you getting into? What have you gotten into?
What do you mean?
Like, what have you gotten into?
Yeah. I've already, like, talking with Sean and Seth, found out some more that I did not realize that y'all was out here just being pure, y'all were doing a lot of shenanigans in ways that I did not anticipate in various ways. So, yeah, 713-572-4610. I'm very interested for you, OG, who's been here, what is it, like, over a decade?
17 years.
Okay, that is definitely over a decade.
Yeah. going on 17.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, what I'm very intrigued as to what your favorite or one of your favorites. Obviously, you don't have to, like, have the absolute favorite here necessarily, mm-hmm. but what is your favorite 610 memory?
Look, Sean pointed this out, and for the life of me, I cannot remember what they had me do, but we had a former program director that was real into the antics, you know, like they had to do really weird stuff to kind of personalize us and do kooky things. Like Laura Reynolds walking around in a bra.
Which I feel like we can't do no more. Like, I feel like we really and truly can't.
I think that was still on a YouTube page.
It might well be.
Just look for the old video.
Yeah. And you know, Sean and Ted Johnson, you know, basically sucking on each end of a pretzel straw.
That is. Yeah.
And so, something like that. And I can't remember. They did make me do something, and I cannot remember.
It was that bad? You blocked it out of your memory?
It must have been that bad. But in terms of, like, moments and on-air moments, the other one was we had, and this is, they talked about the, Seth brought up the combine. You know, we right around that draft time, combine time.
Which I need it. I need to do the combine because I want to establish dominance. One thing I really
Everybody says
do.
It. Yeah. Everybody, I'm going to run a 4.7. Oh, look, it says 5.1 because they electronically time it. And that was good. But we had and some of our longtime listeners will remember this, one of the best events we ever did. We had literally thousands of people show up at the University of Houston at their practice facility. And we had, you know, just legends come in and a meet and greet and events and all that. We had Earl Campbell there. Ooh. We had, I want to say, Robert Ory and Mario Ellie was there. We had just guests coming in that were not even really associated with Houston per se. We had Jose Canseco show up. It was just like a Sports Radio 610 event, and it was all kinds of awesome. It had panels and discussions and autographs and memorabilia, and we had thousands of people show up. It was fantastic. Now, on air, you know, the ones that I remember, and people have kind of forgotten about this, and I'm, you know, the first partner I had in the mornings was Mark Vandermeer. And Vandermeer has become one of my absolute best friends. We were best friends back then, but I was talking about something and he got really upset. And he threw a pencil.
Threw a pen. Actually, Josh Ennis told that story when I think it was around this time last year.
Yeah.
Last year for 610
Day.
Yeah,
we had Josh on. And yeah. I got him
he
up.
He said Bart Vandermeer threw a pen during the something.
Yeah. I remember what it was. We were talking about there was big fights between the Cowboys fans and the Texans fans at the tailgate. And at tailgating,
mm-hmm.
and that's back when they let anybody come into tailgate. You didn't have to go to a game.
Right.
You didn't have to have a parking. Well, you had to have a park pass, but there's people were just coming in and tailgating. And there was like some bad fights, man. And it was like a big controversial thing. And I said, it looks like gang warfare out there. And he just got so upset. And he threw his pen. And I was just
about the gang warfare or about the comment?
About the comment.
Ah, yeah. Very good.
And I was like, what did I do? It died.
What about the time you tipped off, was it Andre Ware?
That was good. I was right.
He was talking smack.
He said, and I was right.
He was talking smack about Third Ward.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
what?
And Andre Ware had to call in.
What's wrong with you?
No, I said, the Third Ward, but they have a great thing going at U of H, but Third Ward has a reputation in terms of fans coming just to go catch a game in the suburbs. It has a reputation. It does. Am I wrong? It absolutely does.
I got to hear the conversation, but I heard he wasn't too pleased
with
that.
He was not. But again, Andre, he's a great friend, and we've talked about all that. But that was another one.
What about that moment when I think you and Nick Wright had a bet, and he had to lick all the Cheeto dust off of your fingers?
Okay. You just hit on two fantastic ones.
So Nick Wright lost the bet. I don't know what you probably know what the bet was, but
we made like six or seven bets, Nick and I, and he lost every one. He lost every bet. I'm not saying I was a soothsayer or super smart or anything. It just so happened I won every one. So one was I ate some Cheetos and he had to lick the Cheeto dust off my fingers. And
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And that was you winning, huh?
I think that was on video.
That might be
on video, too.
But the best one is he was so sure, God, what was it, that some team was going to win. He said, if they lose, I will dip my boys in hot coffee.
Oh, yeah.
So, sure enough, they lost. I went and made a hot cup of coffee.
Ain't no way.
He, on air, everybody turned their head. He dropped his drawers right next to me.
Oh, God.
And hand to God, he dipped them in.
How you know?
I know. That's all I'm saying. I know.
He could hear the sizzle.
That scream was not fake. That scream that he made was not fake.
OG says he can tell what's which screams are fake or not. No,
I can actually.
I never understood the bets that people make where there's nothing to gain on the other side. I'm like, so I'm just staking collateral for no reason?
Yeah.
But shout out to the people that have done that. Many people coming in with their 6-10 moments here on a 6-10 day. Obviously, some people talking about Showens, Jim Nantz, Somebody said Seth going psycho. I imagine you're talking about Super Bowl, but I can't necessarily say.
He got a couple moments.
Yeah, I was about to say, I can't say in all. Lopez from the 713, they say when Lopez slapped Nick Wright. You slapped Nick Wright?
I never slapped Nick Wright. I think he's talking about the coffee thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Somebody else mentioned the time Josh Ennis' father called in and chewed him out on air for a solid 10 minutes was fun.
Oh, remember when Josh and Frank Caliendo got into it?
That someone texted that as well. What's happening there? I mean, I understand Josh
like
can be
Josh
a little bit of instigator.
Called him unfunny.
Oh, what are you doing? Why would you do that?
Calling somebody unfunny is hilarious.
And actually, we had Caliendo in studio. You know he was remembering that. He thought about that.
He's you should have brought it up.
Yeah, I should have, now that I think about it.
Somebody said, if we give you $5, can you slap Nick Wright?
Yeah, they wanted me to slap Nick Wright.
How about Sean to Dawn on the text line saying, show and Larry having an argument on air. That was fun. Somebody said they were in that brawl. They said they slid a Cowboys fan.
They were in that brawl.
Just for the Texans to lose that game.
No, remember Dante Hall used to be a part of this show?
Yeah, right.
And then all of a sudden he wasn't?
And then he was not.
Oh, you want to talk about that then? All right, you go for it. You got it, dog.
This is another one. I was talking about Brock Osweiler. I think the record on my take on Brock Osweiler speaks for itself. And he started saying, it's not Brock. It's not Brock. It's the receivers. And I'm like, Brock is not getting the ball where he needs to get it. And he got mad. And stop talking. stop talking.
Behind Brock Osweiler, huh?
He fought on Brock Osweiler.
That is, look, there are some hills that I'm willing to die on. Don't get me wrong. Shout out to Dante Hull, too. Love watching your football game.
Oh, yeah.
Brock Osweiler, brother.
See, it was a weird time, though, man, mm-hmm. because that was his first year there and all that other stuff. So it was a weird time, man.
No, he wasn't really all. I think he'd tell you that. He called me afterwards and apologized, said I was never really into this. He thought he'd give it a shot. This is a good one. Another Nick Wright moment. So Nick Wright's mom used to always hug me and hold the hug a little long.
Oh, no.
So I use that.
Did Nick Wright did Nick Wright grow up as the dude with the fine mama?
Yep.
Oh, man. I didn't realize Nick Wright could fight. My bad, Nick.
No, he never fought. But
he wanted to.
He had to fight if he had the fine mama. That's how it works.
I would always use that. Yeah, she held me real long again. A little extra.
All right, so now I know Nick Wright can fight. And from the 281, when Lopez called out Tom Herman about his interview. Yep. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
How come I'm in a lot of these?
I wonder. I wonder. Yeah, I really do.
I think you overpassed Josh Ennis on my crazy moments.
Which maybe is an opportunity for reflection. Yeah. I imagine that's probably something. Okay, fair enough, touche. And then 3-4-6. This is nice. Best 6-10 moment, the growth of Figgy Fig.
There we go.
Appreciate that. Fig. All right, so yeah, man, appreciate you guys on a 6-10 day, appreciating and enjoying what 6-10 has meant to you. Keep rolls rolling in. I'll try and pepper them in all day long, as it's going to be 6-10 day all day long, obviously. But yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 6-10. Since Seth Payne went off on John McClain. Oh, man. I need to go look at that.
Yeah, a bunch of moments, too.
Oh,
remember when we found out you had a 32-inch TV?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Like, what?
You have one 32-inch TV.
All right, we'll try and roll through more of those as the show goes on. But coming up next, we got to go around the NFL where we're supposed to be welcoming in B. Scott. But more importantly, I imagine D'Amico Ryan's supposed to be talking after day one of mandatory minicamp. We'll talk about all that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.